Hello and welcome to the unofficial Bozeger Senior Hockey League podcast. My name is Corey. I'm driven by co-host Corey.
Hello.
We had a really fun trip to Dalhousie on the weekend, Corey.
We did.
Did you have any Nashville hot chicken?
I didn't have any because, according to Cheryl, we weren't going to Nashville.
Oh, man. Cheryl had some great lines on the way to Dalhousie. We got there early. It was a beautiful view. We've only ever been to the rink in Dal, and it was dark. So it was the first time we were there during the daylight, and it was gorgeous.
It really was. Just when you get the street before you turn to the arena, all you see is just water. And it was just breathtaking.
It really was. It was really something to look at. The Marauders and Lumberjacks. Can't believe we're back in the final already. Feels like it was yesterday. We were watching the Hawks and the JCs last year.
Yep, it's crazy. I don't know where the time went, but we're here and we're fine.
We just had a really a good stream in Dalhousie too.
Yeah, it was really good, really fun. We had a lot of people. We had over 600 people for period three.
Good times, man. A lot of BSHL fans.
Good times. People just listening to me struggle my way through trying to work the stream and do some commentary from here and here. So,
yeah, people just watching you struggle. You met somebody before the game.
I met Popoff. It was an honor to meet him. He listened to the podcast, and I think he was up in the lounge area or something like that, and he made it his mission to come say hi to me, shake my hand. Didn't have to do that. Really appreciate that. Man's a legend. And that's why we say Dalhousie, you go there and you're treated like a king. We've made so many great friends there. In Doketown, too. But I was really, really happy to meet Popoff.
Yeah, it was nice that he came over to meet you. Still not sure why I wanted to meet you, but I get it. I mean, I suppose you're a pretty nice guy. You're decent.
Decent is a good word.
You'll do. I'm really happy it's the Lumberjacks and the Marauders. Some really good fans on both sides. So
the fan base are too, I don't know. You know, you feel bad for Miramichi fans. You feel bad for Adam Story. His Hawks lost in the first round. But, you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is. You want to run down the game real quick?
Will do. Game one of the finals. The River Valley Lumberjacks beat the Dalhousie Marauders 6-4. River Valley, Adam Crow, 2 goals. Benji Curtis, 1 goal, 2 points. John Hardy, 1 goal, 2 points. Brett McLean, 1 goal. Brady Patterson, 1 goal. Patrick Daly, 2 assists. And Gavin Hart, 2 assists. For Dalhousie, Jessica Bernard got the hat trick. Vincent Charest got 1 goal. Francis Thibault with 3 assists. And Pascal Valcour with 2 assists.
I just counted it up. The score, the lead changed hands 5 times in that game.
Crazy.
You can't.
That's what a final should be. That's what a finals game should be.
Yeah, such a good game, man. Holy cow.
Yeah.
That pass by Benji Curtis to John Hardy. What a freaking pass.
You were right next to me. And those were your exact words. I won't use the colorful language, but you were like, holy moly. What a pass by Curtis. What a pass.
I don't know if I was that excited about it, but I mean, you were the one that listened to me, so I must have been.
Yep.
Man, it was... There was a lot of people from River Valley that made the trip.
Yeah, the building was packed. Oh. Absolutely packed. And we had fans of River Valley on our left, fans of Dalhousie on our right. So we were like in the mix of everything. And everybody's like, oh, who are you cheering for? Who are you cheering for? I'm like, I'm cheering for a good game. And I got it. So I was happy.
I'm cheering for the glass in front of me not to break. That's who I'm cheering for.
Some of those hits, like,
oh,
I don't know if game one is any indication of how the rest of the series is going to go. We are in for some legendary times, my friend.
I can't wait for the games, man. It's going to be so much fun. Thursday, game two got pushed back from Sunday to Thursday.
Yeah.
So that's going to be 8:30 on Thursday. Yep. Really late start, but
We'll be there. We'll be streaming.
Yeah, it's a weekday game, and people have to make the drive down from Dalhousie.
Yeah.
So it's a solid 2.5 hour drive, so it's giving them a chance to do that.
Yeah.
We'll get out of the rink around 11:15. Should be a good time.
Oh, yeah. I always enjoy going to River Valley. The people there are super cool. The arena is like, I think other than Rishibuktu.
It's freezing.
I think between, other than Rishibuktu and Buktuj, that might be the arena we saw the most.
Yeah, probably. Maybe Miramichi. But
Miramichi a lot. Yeah,
it's up there, man. We've been there a lot.
It's the burgers, the fried onions.
I was going to say, the burgers are so good that you can't help but go back. So
yep.
We always find our way there to the old Prospect Place in Doaktown.
You go for the hockey, you stay for the burgers.
What is your takeaway from game one?
Two very evenly matched teams, and it's who blinks first.
The goaltending was better than the score goes. Yep.
Oh, absolutely. Ryu and Gendron just completely became brick walls. They had to fool them for pretty much all the goals.
Yeah, there was a couple good breakaways that each goalie made a good save on. Just a good time, man. It was just a good game. Like we were saying earlier, we had probably the most fun on this trip, driving and having some laughs. It
started off literally leaving and your mother not able to find her seatbelt.
Oh my God. She couldn't find the middle seatbelt in the back of the car. So we normally we've taken the Jeep some, but we don't normally take the Jeep when we have five people. So we normally take Cheryl's car, which is a Ford Escape, or Tracy's car, which is a Ford Escape. And we're in my Jeep Cherokee, which I have a dog. So I'll put down that seat sometimes and put up like that dog protection seat, you know, the seat cover. And somehow my seatbelt got hidden to God knows where, some nether realm. So my mother's trying to find the seatbelt. And my sister, when Cheryl starts laughing, she laughs. It's unlike any other laugh that you'll hear except from me, probably.
Yeah. I can confirm that one.
What?
What? Corey, the thing about him is you will see him. You see the wheels turning in his head. You see the shit-eating grin on his face. And then you hear that cackle after he did some lame joke that only I'm going to laugh at other than him. And just that's the Corey that we love. You know, he's always there to rip someone a new you-know-what.
Except one time, and I'm going to share that story right now.
Go for it. So,
our second trip to Dalhousie, your first trip to Dalhousie of the year, we're coming home. The roads suck. It was icy. It was snowing.
I remember this one.
We got out of the rink at around 10:30, drove over to the S1, got some chigs. Priorities. You got to get your chigs.
Priorities.
Then we crossed the road. Because there's no bathroom at the SO where there's chigs. So we had to cross the road to the Irving for Cheryl to go to the bathroom. So then we drive home, treacherous as hell, and get home. It's like 1:30 in the morning. And Corey always leaves his car parked at my house. And then he hops in his car and backtracks back to his place. So it's like 1:30. Corey's exhausted. I decide I'm so happy that I'm home. I'm going to start messing with my sister. So we're driving, we hit a stop sign, and I slowly shift her car into neutral. And she revs the engine trying to leave the stop sign. And she's like, oh, knock it off. So then she starts driving forward again. And I reach forward, and I put it back in neutral. And it was the only time where Corey's not getting beer poured on his head that I've seen Corey mad this year. The only time. And he screams, all right, enough. Can you stop messing with your sister? But he used a little more colorful language.
A little bit colorful.
Because he wanted to go home and go to bed. So say it from your side.
Hear me out on this one. Corey's home, all right? The snow is on the road. There is no plows that have passed. I still got an hour drive, all right? I was going to Buktuj that night. So I'm driving from Rishibuktu to Buktuj to my mom's house. I get my dog and cat. So I have to drive like 20 on snow-covered roads with no tracks, just snow. So I know this. I know I got an hour drive because I'm not going to put my life in danger just to get home quicker.
And Corey doesn't drive on the highway.
No,
Corey does not drive on the highway. He always takes that old side road.
Old side roads. The story behind that is, I used to live in Moncton, and when I started my job in St. Anne, this one year I tried to do the, instead of going to my mom's to sleep there while I worked, because I work seasonal, I decided I was going to try to do the trip every morning, go home and then wake up super early in the morning, go to work, work 16-hour shifts, and then go back home and try to do that again the next day. And I would jump on the highway. And by the end of the week, I was so tired that I fell asleep 3 times at the wheel, waking up both times like, what the hell? So I never did that again. Just say it was too dangerous.
Was this the same summer that you were stopped and across stop?
No, this was years later.
Okay.
That's a funny story too, if you want.
Not funny, kind of scary.
Kind of scary.
Kind of scary.
Knowing
we'll share it another week.
Okay, another week. Remind me then.
I'll remind you. Yeah.
But I had an hour-long drive. That was my point, and I knew I had an hour-long drive. So I'm going to be home. I'm going to be at my mom's at like maybe 2:30, 3 in the morning. So, and my mom, she knows I'm going to be there. She's not going to bed. So I have to deal with my mom pretty much yelling at me, like, why are you going so far in this crappy weather, leaving me with these animals? So I got all that in my mind. So I got to drive. Everything went out off a hitch. And now we got this funny story about how me, that apparently I never get mad, and Corey sees me mad like 90% of the times because I'm just an impatient man.
Yeah, but there's a difference between your impatience and when you're actually mad.
Yeah.
You're actually mad that night.
And you said you only saw it twice this year.
Yeah, the other time was when they poured beer on your head in Dalhousie. I'm bad for messing with my sister. It's just something that I do for fun. I'm going to have to cough, so I'm going to mute 1 second. I'll be right back.
He's coughing right now. But yeah, he does take a lot of shots at his sister.
My poor sister. So one time we're at this coffee shop. It's Smile Wild Coffee Bar in Rexon. Great coffee shop in Rexon, New Brunswick. And we're on our way, I think, to see like a movie or something. Doesn't matter. It's early afternoon and Cheryl's driving. So she's looking over towards the window, getting her order. And I shift her car into neutral. Because I'm an asshole. And there's no cars behind us. Like there's nobody there. And the people that run that place went to school with my sister. So we've known them forever. So my sister, oh, thanks for the coffee. Puts her coffee in the cup holder. Revs that son of a gun to like 5,000, just and the person working inside died laughing, just cracking up. I'm next to my sister. I laughed so hard I blacked out. God, it was so much fun.
What is it with you and your sister blacking out?
I laugh too hard and then I just get some lack of oxygen to the brain.
When you found the clip of me getting mad in Dalhousie when the fans poured beer on my head. By the way, it was a total accident. But me being hot-headed and short-tempered, I freaked out. And Corey found me screaming on the stream.
It's still there. If anybody wants to listen to it, you can go find that.
Just got
to
find it. Corey's even made a nice remix of it just to make my life so much more greater.
Absolutely. I'd play it, but there's a lot of swearing.
Yeah. So he's playing this clip over and over. He played it like 50 times in the car on our way from Dalhousie.
50? I don't think
it was 45. 45, maybe 48 would change, right? So he's playing this over and over and over again. And Cheryl's at the point where she's about to pass out. And she has to literally stop on the side of the road because she's about to pass out. In the middle of
over, then I die.
But yeah. Good times with us.
Man, I don't know. It's never boring. It's never boring.
No.
I don't always just share Cheryl's car in the neutral. Sometimes I'll like be at a Tim Hortons drive through, and when she's done, she'll be like, yeah, that's everything. And I'll just scream large double-double and just mess with Cheryl, who then panics. Or, I don't know. I've been known to jump scare her a few times. She's been my sister for almost 40 years, you know? Poor Cheryl. there's reasons that she is how she is. It's having to tolerate my jerk face for that long.
The first time you meet Cheryl, you think this is a girl that has PTSD, and you don't know why. You don't know why.
This is why, folks.
Then you see her and Corey together, and you're like, this poor girl has lived her entire life with this guy.
I'm not that bad.
You're pretty bad.
I also love her. Like, she's great. Love my sister.
You love to torture her. That's what you mean,
she's
right?
She's a good friend. She's a great sister. She takes very good care of my dog when I go to work, which I really appreciate. So my dog's not alone. Colby's a good boy.
He is a good boy.
And that's about all, man. That's you know. So let's get into game two on Thursday.
Yeah.
Hopefully we get Brandon Kenny in the lineup.
I hope so. He wasn't there. Tracy was so disappointed when Brandon Kenny wasn't there.
Tracy's new favorite player in the league is Brandon Kenny. So
yeah.
If you hear this, Brandon, sign something for Tracy and send it over. I'll be sure to give it to her.
Corey, on our way to Dalhousie, he's like, I want to see you arm wrestle Tracy because you're not going to win.
She's so strong.
I'm like, how random is that? What part of my body screams arm wrestler?
What part of your body doesn't? Exactly. Tracy is freakishly strong. He was like, I'll arm wrestle you one day. And I was like, what? And then we did. And I was like, what is going on here? I don't know, man. It's odd. She'll make you cry sometime, Corey. We'll see what happens.
Good, because I don't cry.
Oh, you'll cry.
I'm due for a good cry.
You almost cried that time that I kept putting my sister's car in neutral and you wanted to get home.
I almost cried yesterday. I watched the Iron Claw movie.
Oh, okay.
That's really good. Really good, but 2 hours long, and there's too much of that story to compress in 2 hours. Now we're off track. So Thursday, March 14th.
No, that's the movie about the Von Erichs. It's a wrestling.
Von Erichs, right.
So, you know, anybody that's interested in wrestling, check that out. I'm sure it's a great movie. I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to have to go find that and watch it.
If you are not familiar with wrestling and the Von Erichs story, and you are going into this blind, you will get out of that movie more confused than you got in.
Not really.
Because they gloss over everything. They like hint at what happened.
I'll have to check it out and then we'll talk about it sometime.
Yeah.
Thursday. Try to focus here now, I guess.
Try to focus.
Can't wait to see Ryu versus Rondon again. Mm-hmm. That's going to be great. Jesco Bernard is playing like a tank. He's doing everything you expect Jesco Bernard to do.
I think it was your mom on our drive back. She's like, man, what would Dalhousie do without Jesco Bernard? She was like, he's everywhere. Yeah, he sets up plays. Well. He's in front of the net. Him and Francis Thibault were the two best players on the ice, and their team didn't win. That's how even the series is. Doesn't that make you fucking excited? Pardon my language.
A little bit. I mean, it's true that those two guys had a heck of a game and their team didn't win. Man, Benji Curtis had a good game too.
Benji is he's a superstar here. I don't know what it is. Best captain in the league, I think.
He might have been a little concussed, or there might have been something at the tail end of the last series because he didn't look great.
Yeah.
But he looks like he's back to normal now, and, you know, that's tough. You think Dalhousie ties it up in River Valley?
I think they do. But I don't know. We talked with Eric as we were leaving. And the one thing he told us, he's like, man, they just got to win one on the road.
Yep.
Like, it's
just
game one.
One on the road. Just one on the road. Doesn't have to be the next game. But I think they're going to go in there with something to prove. The thing with River Valley is, man, it's just all hard work. It's such a good team. They play like a team. It's really impressive. So,
yeah.
I can't wait to get there on Thursday. Ricky's coming, so that's going to be great.
Ricky, there you go.
We're going to have Ricky with us, so we're going to have some great footage. Yeah, we'll have great footage from a different angle. And, man, I can't wait. Can't wait to get back to that rink. Can't wait to see those people. And it's only been a couple days, and I already miss hockey. So it's time to get back to the rink.
You know what? I missed hockey, but my Sunday off had the Von Erichs movie, The Iron Claw, two podcasts that I listened to. And at the end of the night, I finished it off by watching a bunch of, you're going to laugh at me for this one, a bunch of Kamala matches.
That's random as hell.
That's random. I don't know why. Just a little spoiler on the Iron Claw. There's a part where Kevin Von Erich is like going through the books. If you understand that in wrestling, the book is the guy making the story. He's like penciling and everything. And I paused it to see what the names were on there. And the first name on the list is Sugar Bear Harris, which is Kamala's first name. So that was in my head. And I searched up Kamala.
My Sunday with no hockey. I went to the grocery store early, expecting it to maybe snow some, and it did. It was freezing rain more than snow in Rishabucto, but I'm glad I got out early. Then I went to Tim's with Colby, got a coffee, and finished the coffee, laid down and took a nap, read for about an hour, watched YouTube, cooked some food, sat on the couch with Tracy, looked at her and said, I think I'm going to go take another nap, and went and took a second nap. So as much as I would have been happy to be in Prospect Place, I took two naps. So that's a pretty good day.
Yeah, I didn't even think about taking a nap.
It's because you were too hopped up on the Von Erich movie.
Yeah. Yeah, the Von Erich movie was good.
Corey, this was a fun episode. I think this is a little bit of a preview of what the summer episodes might be, where we share a bit more stories and fill the time a little bit. So our plan for this summer, if anybody doesn't know, I don't think we've mentioned it on the podcast, but we're going to cut it down to one episode a week. We refuse to completely leave because we just enjoy it. I'm just going to be honest. Yeah. We just enjoy sitting down on StreamYard and having a chat. So we've got some fun guests coming on, people that run rinks, referees, people that are associated with teams, trainers. So fans. We've got some fans, some really cool fans that we're going to get on. It's going to be a fun summer of interviews and episodes. And a part of it's going to be us just sharing what we're up to. So, it'll be one episode a week. It's probably going to come out on Tuesdays all summer. And if there's any news from the BSHL, you can bet that that's where you're going to find it.
Some breaking news.
We can't wait. So, thanks for listening. Thanks for your support. You guys are truly amazing. And this league has some of the best fans, man. Some of the
absolutely
best fans. So thanks for everything. We can't wait to get to River Valley and stream that game. Check that stream out if you can't be there. If you do get there, we can't wait to see you. Fried onions, don't forget it.
Fried onions.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Take care.